Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Last year, a medical clinic on the east side of Detroit closed when founder Dr. Michael Popoff died. Next week, the facility will reopen, providing services again to a part of the city that badly needs it. The Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine will run the clinic, providing care to Detroiters and additional experience to the college's students. To learn more about the importance of the clinic to Detroiters and to the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, we welcome the college's Dean William Strample. Welcome to Current State, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Also here, an alumnus of the college, Dr. Derek Williamson, who will be running the facility. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Dr. Michael Popoff operated this clinic for 47 years before his death in 2015. What can you tell us about his career and his connection to Detroit?
Well, he obviously was integral to Detroit. He worked on Mack Avenue for all those years, and his family built and maintained that clinic. And when they approached me, Linda, his wife and his daughter, they really wanted something to be done. They originally were going to give us the property, and I originally thought that we would take the property, appraise it, and sell it. But then circumstances came, and serendipity, actually, and I ran into Dr. Williamson, and he had a big interest because he's a longtime Detroiter and was working in a suburb of Detroit, and he was interested. So suddenly I took it to the next level, and we accepted the clinic as a donation to the university, and then we put some renovations in it, and we're going to open it again.
What impact did the closure of this clinic have on residents, Dr. Williamson?
Well, in terms of the residents itself, the surrounding area is a depressed part of Detroit. And unfortunately, the death of Dr. Popoff limited the health, or should I say healthcare access, for a lot of individuals in that surrounding area. So by having this clinic open, it's going to present a plus for the surrounding residents to have access to quality healthcare.
Have patients that worked with the clinic in the past, had they gone without care? Have they had to travel distances to get care? How did they respond to this when the clinic was closed?
Well, I can tell you this: the current staff that was employed by the Popoffs, who maintain the clinic, have said that many patients have come up to the clinic looking for a physician or waiting for a physician. I think they actually, Ms. Popoff had a physician to work in the clinic for short periods of time to try to maintain it. But so far, that hasn't continued. So we were fortunate enough, Michigan State was fortunate enough to acquire the clinic. So, you know, our goal is to bring back quality health care to that area.
Are there particular types of medicine that are especially important in that area?
Well, I believe primary care is most key, because many of the population there are elderly, and they don't have the access to transportation like you and I take for granted. If they can't walk to it or come by bus, it gets very difficult for them. So we want to open that clinic as a primary care access link for young people, but also for the aged population that need help around that area to make sure they see somebody about their basic health care needs.
You've also said that there could be an emphasis on prenatal issues, OBGYN services as well.
Yeah, I think originally we will start with the primary care, but I plan to expand that operation as we see what the patient clientele and the people we attract. If we have it, we may have, we could bring in a nurse practitioner, and I'm talking to the College of Nursing about that possibility too. And we could expand it even to some mental health services, depending on what Derek tells me after he's fully operational there for a couple of months.
The Popoff Clinic on Detroit's east side will open next week under the guidance of the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. Students will learn there, and Detroiters will begin receiving medical care again. We're talking with Dean William Strample and the medical director of the Popoff Clinic, opening on the 29th, Dr. Derek Williamson. Dean Strample referred to upgrades. What kind of shape was this in after it was had been closed for a while? Did it need upgrades?
Yes, it did. It was in poor. It was actually deteriorating. I mean, it was poor quality in terms of the actual structure of the building. And after the upgrades, I mean, the quality of the building has really been, in terms of the renovation, has really improve the ability to maintain the standard of a the type of clinic that anybody would want to come to. I mean, there've been improvements such as technology for computer systems now with the EHR, the EMR for medical care. We're bringing in new equipment for testing modalities in terms of patient care. I mean, it's been really improved.
What, Dean Strample, what will an MSU medical student derive from an opportunity to work in the clinic?
Well, my school, I basically want my students involved with patients early in their medical career. And I like them to see the basic primary care model. So as many students as we can have exposed to Dr. Williamson and the patient population, we're not turning the students loose to provide care independently, but they will certainly observe Dr. Williamson and be there. And so any contact they have improves what I believe their outcome in medicine in the future.
What will the role of the Detroit-Wayne County Health Authority be here, Dr. Williamson?
Well, one of the things we're doing through the authority health is providing residents for training in terms of teaching. It has a community base, so they're going to actually get training in the primary care setting. So we get a chance to see what the type of patients that we see on an outpatient basis. I mean, we get the immediate patient that walks in, like off the street, or we get the patient that has the appointment who's continuing care. So basically, I mean, that's the type of individuals that we will be dealing with. But we'll be getting a stream of different residents, like Dr. Dean Strample said. Possibly later on, we'll be getting different other specialties in, such as psych or even OB into that clinic.
You'd like to do that, then. Like to expand the services.
Wayne County Health Authority, when we started the 85 residencies down in Detroit, Michigan State University and the College of Osteopathic Medicine is directly involved with sponsoring those 85 residents. So downtown Detroit, we helped open those with the Wayne County Health Authority and the HRSA grant. So that's all. We've been down there in Detroit for the last several years. So this is a natural to expand our influence with those residents in the Wayne County Health Authority. That's all part of Michigan State already to do that.
This will be this will become MSU's first clinic outside the Lansing area. How important is that? What significance does that have?
I think that's really important. I mean, down in the Detroit area, to actually, have a foothold. I mean, here up in Lansing, I mean, MSU is prevalent, but down in Detroit, I mean, this is a new venture. I think it's really significant, especially with the growth and the resurgence of Detroit and all the new development that's going on down there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a benefit.
What would you add to that, Dr. Strample?
Well, Michigan State University is a university for the state of Michigan. We tend to, because we live around the Lansing area, is here. But I have three campuses. I have one in Macomb. I have one downtown Detroit at the Detroit Medical Center and here in Lansing. So Michigan State University has always been a university for the state of Michigan. In fact, we have operations for the university, I believe, in every county in the state of Michigan.
Is there a likelihood that more of these will follow?
There could be. I want to see like this. I don't want to make a thing to say, gee, we got one, let's try three before I see how this works. If you ask me that question in 6 months, I'd have a better idea of the likelihood of that.
What's the connection to the college to outside of Michigan? Does it have a profile outside the state of Michigan?
My college?
Yeah.
We're ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10, top 10% of all medical schools for primary care. That's both MD and DO schools nationwide. That was in March of last year was the last rating, but we've been continuously in that top 10 for the last 15 years. So, yeah, we have a national profile as far as primary care in this state and outside this state and nation internationally, too.
Dr. Williamson, what's your take on the quality and the availability of medical care in the greater Detroit area? Do you have a take on that? I mean, the further you get away from the Popoff Clinic, what's it like?
What's different? The Popoff Clinic is in an underserved area, so it has a special quality to it. When you start getting out into the tri-county areas, the suburbs like West Bloomfield, Southfield, it's different. I mean, the type of clientele that you get there, the type of patients that you get there, I mean, they have easier access to health care in terms of transportation. I mean, it's not an issue.
What about hospitals?
Well, yeah, a lot of the hospitals are based out there. You've got the St. John system. You've got Providence in the suburbs. You've got Beaumont. You've got different hospitals, but just in the inner city, the main one is DMC, which is basically like Harper Receiving Children's. So those are the hospitals in that vicinity. You also have St. John's Hospital, which is over on Mack in Maross area. But other than that, those are basically a lot of the hospitals in those areas have closed.
You must be excited about reopening this.
I am.
Talk to us about how you feel about that. It's the 29th, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the 29th. It's, what should I say, it's a work in progress. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, but an exciting challenge.
It is. I thought we'd be open actually before this, but we had to renovate. When we got into the rafters, we had to replace that. I didn't want to have a building that didn't make Michigan State University proud, so we're making it be a Michigan State University operation, but keeping the Popoff legacy intact on this issue.
The MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine next week will reopen an important clinic on the east side of Detroit. The Popoff Clinic closed last year when its founder, Dr. Michael Popoff, died. Dr. Derek Williamson will serve as medical director, and we've also been talking with the dean of the college, William Strample. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.